This is an ABC podcast.
Hey, True Squad. I want to keep you updated on every step of our investigation. So here's a quick reminder of what we already know.
Chang Wei, follow the data.
Who is this? Hello? Hello?
It looks like some kind of...
computer server.
Then that makes total sense for it to be using heaps of bandwidth.
What is it?
There's someone over there.
What?
Just standing in the corner.
Zach?
Zach?
Oh, he's plugged into that computer.
No way!
McElroy uncovered.
He's not actually plugged in, right? Oh! What is that smell?
I have no idea.
Don't touch him!
Shh!
You don't...
I need to get a closer look at what's in his head.
Well?
Yep. Definitely a cable plugged right into the back of his skull.
Okay. There's a simple explanation for all of this.
Duh. Yeah. Zach is a robot!
How about an explanation that isn't completely nuts?
Keep your voice down. Want to wake the robot?
Zach is not a robot.
Fine. Synthetic, android, whatever. He's obviously not human, unless you can think of some other reason why he has a fiber optic cable plugged into his skull.
We don't know what he is.
He's our story is what he is. We have our next show. Oh, quick. He's waking up.
Get out of here!
Yep, let's go before... he opens his eyes?
Don't look back! Just keep pedaling!
Didn't see us?
I don't think so. His eyes were open. But it seemed like he was...
booting up?
Yeah, kinda.
So you admit it! Zach's a robot!
We should report this.
To the cops?
No, NASA. Yeah, the cops.
We can't tell the cops about Zach. We need to keep it on the down low while we research for our show.
How do we even research this?
We go through his social media, see what he's been up to. I bet his feed doesn't even go that far back.
Okay, I'll check it out tonight. It's not like I'm going to sleep anyway.
Hey, Mitch.
Hi.
So, what did you find on Zach's feed?
Nothing. It looks like any other kids.
Exactly.
Exactly?
This proves there was a Zach. Real, flesh and blood, human Zach. He was replaced.
By a...
robot. Yes. Zach might be the first of his kind. Or he might not.
So, any one of these kids could be a robot?
Hey, guys.
Zach, hey.
Are you okay, Mitchell? You look a little pale. Wait, have you had your iron levels checked? You should try one of my triple boost multivitamins.
You're not getting enough iron from the rat meat, Zach?
What?
T, you're so funny! Don't worry about her, Zach. T's latest theory is there's rat meat in the sausage rolls.
Gross.
Bonkers, right?
But now that you mention it, I did feel kind of weird last night.
Why? Did you see something unusual last night?
Dang.
No. Why? Did you?
Nothing unusual.
Well, I gotta go. But hey, the rat meat thing would be a great topic for your next show. Think about it. See you on the bus.
Oh, thank goodness he's gone.
Bus?
Excursion to the Red Gum Forest.
Ugh, what a waste of time. We've gotta find out more about Zach and whoever put those cameras outside his house.
Yeah, but at least with the other students around us, we'll be safe. Won't we?
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay, Sally, Jake, come on the bus.
Ugh, seriously, birdwatching? Even if we didn't have something better to do, I'd rather do anything else.
At least we can keep our distance from Zach for a bit.
All right, everyone, come on, quiet down. I need you to all be in groups of three by the time we get to the forest.
Jeez, Mr. Pollock just loves the sound of his own voice, doesn't he?
Well, he is the principal.
Acting?
Acting principal. Anyway, did you want to be in a group with Bippin or Lana?
No, I've got a better idea. Zach!
Yeah?
Tang, what are you doing?
Are you in a group yet?
No, you?
Are you trying to get us killed?
Shh, trust me. Want to join us?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Just the three of us and the great outdoors. This will be fun.
Yeah, so fun.
All right, gather around. Okay, so. That was the mating call of the black-throated finch. If you hear that today, you might have found a finch. But we'll need photos of the bird, or even better, a nest. The area that you'll be searching is here. You've gone out of bounds if you hit the river or the ocean. The bus will be back at 2. Don't be late.
Okay, water?
I need a refill.
Me too. Can you do mine, Zach?
Sure, T.
Thanks. Mitch, we need a plan.
My plan was not to be in a group with that terrifying robot.
Well, now you need a new plan.
How about survive?
That's not terribly ambitious.
It's realistic. We're about to head out alone into the forest with a robot. Who knows? We know he's a robot.
We don't know he knows, but we'll soon find out.
How?
Shh.
Here's your bottle, T. You ready?
Thanks. Almost. Bippin, Lana, wait up.
What is it, T?
Somambulate.
Huh?
If I don't repeat that exact word to you on the bus, then Mitchell and I have been replaced by robots, and you all need to get out of town.
Ugh.
Let's go find that finch. So, Zach, it feels like we never see you outside of school. What do you get up to?
Tea?
Sport? Hanging out? IT club?
Lots of stuff, I guess. I watch your show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's great. You're so brave. I mean, don't you get worried about what might happen to you if you start asking the wrong kind of questions?
The truth is too important to worry about that, Zach. The squad deserve to know. We all do.
Well, I think what you do is awesome.
Thanks. How long have you lived in McElroy?
Not long. You?
Dad moved us here when I was little.
What about your mum?
It's just me and Dad.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to...
What about your parents?
My parents?
Yeah, I mean, you have parents, right? Maybe my dad and your folks could hang out sometime.
I don't think Zach really wants...
They'd love to hang out with your dad, T. What does he do?
Oh, he... Hang on. Do you answer every question with a question?
Shh. Did you hear that?
There you go again.
Shh. It's coming from over there.
Let's check it out.
Shouldn't we stick to the track?
Come on, Mitchell. Whoever learned anything by staying on the track?
The ones that made it home? Hey, wait up!
Stop. You hear that? The river. It's just through here. Come on. Guys, I think I see a finch nest.
What Where?
In that tree, across the river, about halfway up on that crooked branch.
I don't see it.
Let's go over and get a photo of it. Come on, we can cross on that log over there.
Yeah, but Mr. Pollock said not to cross the river.
What? Afraid of a little water, Zach?
No. Detention.
Pollock will totally forgive us if we get a pic of that nest. Hey, Mitchell, can you come here for a sec?
What are you doing? Did you really see a nest?
No, but I've got an idea. We can give Zach a little test. You should film it.
Film what?
Remember last year when Bippin dropped his phone in the pool?
I remember it totally glitched out and he needed a new one.
Yeah, well let's see if the same thing happens to Zach.
Guys, wait up.
Just make sure you're filming it, okay?
What are you doing?
Shh, he's coming. Just trust me. When I give you the signal, start recording.
I don't think I trust that log.
He's right. It doesn't look safe.
Sure it does. See? It'll be fine. It's taking my weight, no problem. As long as we go one at a time. You first, Mitchell.
You're too kind. It seems pretty solid. Okay, not that part.
Easy, Mitchell.
I'm good. It'll hold. Made it.
Nice one, Mitchell. Okay, you go next, Zach.
It's not too bad. As long as you take it slow.
Cool, I'm coming too. Hey, Mitch, you should film us.
T, what are you doing? You said one at a time.
I'm sure it's fine.
T, go back.
Zach, just keep going forward. Whoa.
Ah! Tang! Tang, grab my hand.
Thanks, Mitch.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Where's Zach?
He's further downstream. Seems to be getting out on his own.
Did you get anything?
Yeah, but there was nothing to film. Just two people falling in a river.
Zach! You okay? He's not saying anything. Is he malfunctioning?
Dunno. He's coming back. Zach, are you alright?
Maybe he's glitching. Can you see any sparks?
Can't tell, but he looks mad.
Why did you do that?
He sounds mad. What if the water made him go all Terminator-y?
He's starting to run.
What do we do?
We have to go. Mitch, run!
Mitch! Tang! Come back!
Come on!
He's catching up!
Through here! I can see all I do!
Mitch! Stop! There's a cliff!
Whoa. Ah! 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 Help me!
Grab my hand! Now!
T! I can't get a foothold! I'm going to fall!
I've got you! You're not gonna fall!
I'm slipping!
Just hold on!
Tang! Mitchell!
Stay away! We know what you are!
Mitch! What are you waiting for? Grab my hand, Mitchell!
No!
I'm trying to help you!
Just do it, Mitchell! We've got no choice!
Okay!
Okay. On three, we both pull. One, two, three!
Mitchell,
you are heavier than you look.
Zach, thank you. Mitch, you okay?
I'm okay. I can't believe you are so weak, Zach.
What? I can't believe you're so rude. Why did you run?
Because we thought you were trying to kill us.
What? That's absurd.
Zach, do you know what you are?
What do you mean?
Hey, sir. Zach, Mitchell and Tang aren't back yet. Should we call the Rangers?
Yes, of course I'll call the Rangers.
Hey, Mr. Pollock.
Where have you been?
We got a bit lost.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Somambulate!
Ugh, they're fine.
Hey, T. You look terrible. Didn't sleep either, huh?
I couldn't shut my brain down.
Same. All I've got is more questions.
Like, if Zack's not an evil killer robot, then what is he?
Hey, guys.
Oh, Zack.
Are you okay, Zack? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I have, kind of. After what you said about not knowing what I am, I did something I've never done before. I thought about it.
Thought about what?
What I am. And I realized something. There's someone in my head, talking to me, making me think things, do things, want things. A voice, giving me the instructions, telling me what to do.
Who? Who's controlling you, Zack?
I don't know. I was hoping you'd help me find out.
You've been listening to McElroy Uncovered, an 8-part adventure series made by the ABC. We've got heaps more podcasts you might like to listen to, like Short and Curly, which is about some of life's curliest and trickiest questions. Things like, are parents hypocrites? And should we ban birthday presents? You can hear Short and Curly for free on the ABC Listen app. Or podcast apps like Apple and Google.